Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Carrie Post. I'm on behalf of the entire Leon County Division of Tourism Visit Tallahassee staff. We'd like to say good morning. Thank you so much for being on the call with us today. Bit of housekeeping again. This is now of our third call, so many of y'all now kind of understand the drill of please hit star 6 to mute your line. And with so many people on the call, it's really imperative that everyone do this so that all of us can hear. But again, please hit star 6 to mute your line and then hit star 6 to unmute your line when it is when you are called upon or wish to speak. So again, star 6 to mute your line, star 6 then to unmute your line when you wish to speak. So again, thank you all for being with us this morning. Again, as you, I'm sure you are continuing on, we're into week 3. Again, knowing that you are so focused on your family and business needs at this time, and we're grateful that you took the time to be with us, because again, we are as a community, as an industry, in this together. So again, it's been a kind of a 3 weeks like any of us have ever experienced, and I know I was kind of getting now into this routine of this new normal, whatever that is, but this kind of unprecedented, monumental impact on the tourism, the hospitality industry. And, you know, with this global pandemic, and of course we all see the numbers rise, it still is a great time of uncertainty and anxiety because, well, I did perceive some of the tone kind of shifted in the last, I'd say probably a few days. The real challenge too is as we are adapting to this kind of new normal, so to speak, or at least for the time being, the question is we don't know how far it's going to go in the future, how long it will last. And so again, that makes this, we all know, a lot of planning and projections and models a bit unpredictable because we just don't know. And again, it is all up to us as we are. We know we're only just at the beginning of the pandemic impact. So as we've done in past weeks, I'm going to just briefly kind of hit on some highlights from the macro picture, from the national scene, and then get into the state and kind of, you know, what we're doing here locally and what Tallahassee's doing. But most importantly, these calls are for you. These calls are to hear from you all, the industry, again, what your needs are, what you're seeing, and how, you know, we can support you and your efforts. So, again, as we know, everything is rapidly changing. The numbers of COVID-19 cases and deaths are climbing as expected. And it's just really too early to tell if all of our collective efforts really are flattening the curve, but I certainly hope and pray that they are. I think in early May is when we will really see how quickly or not we can get on the other side of this, but that means we've got a pretty bumpy April ahead, again, being the last day of March. And it's interesting because originally we had planned to do a big industry meeting today to get input on our proposed, at the time, the marketing and sales plans for fiscal year 2021. But as you imagine, that's kind of now all out the window. The team is hard at work revising, you know, blowing up and redoing. But I'll touch on that in a little bit. But certainly what we know now, all anyone has to do is to catch any national news to know we're in a national health crisis and an economic crisis. Again, tourism and hospitality has absolutely been hit the hardest, and unfortunately I believe the worst is ahead of us. Again, really appreciate all y'all. I know those of us, you know, with the county, and certainly, I know in the industry is very, very cognizant about following the national guidelines in order to flatten the curve on the spread of the coronavirus, which is really the key right now that all of us play an extremely key role in to flatten that curve. I'm sure as many of you saw, the president has now extended the social and physical distancing now through April 30th and encouraged that. Remember, there was an initially kind of the 15 days, but that really expired today. And again, as you know, he had issued another order to continue the distancing through April 30th. Federal stimulus package has been approved by Congress, but it will be several weeks at the earliest before the money starts to flow. But again, at least there was some progress there, from the state concerned. I was on several state calls last week. And it's, again, what we are experiencing here locally, unquestionably, as I'm sure y'all are aware, is happening all across the state. 100% of meetings, and events, have been canceled. Hotel occupancy, just again, is just absolutely plummeted. The bars and nightclubs are closed, as we all know. Many restaurants, of course, now having been ordered to close their on-site dining, but many restaurants, again, I think are, getting into this routine of a new normal of takeout and pickup and curbside. So again, I think everything we can do to support, our local businesses in that regard, encourage everyone to please do so. I've heard some great success stories but again, we need to continue that, to do all we can to support those restaurants and the staff that is still working. As you know, I mean, we're now that travelers from New York must now self-quarantine for 14 days per governor order. The Florida Department of Health and National Guard is stationed at all major Florida airports. They're not here at Tallahassee. Although I know that the airport is preparing at some point to do that, but because we do not have direct flights from New York, the reason we're not here, although they are taking extra precautions during any screening, they don't have the Florida Health Department and National Guard here at Tallahassee International Airport, but they are stationed at the 5 major Florida airports. Also since last week, checkpoints, on I-10 and I-95 have been set up specifically to screen for visitors coming from hotspots around the country. As many of y'all are, I'm sure, aware of now, Louisiana and particularly New Orleans has become a major hotspot. And as we know, there's a lot of traffic on I-10 coming from there to here and vice versa. So they now have checkpoints set up there and on I-95 to check for visitors from New York. And the numbers are showing clearly that a lot of the increased rate of infection in South Florida is due to people coming from New York. They've instituted those checkpoints, but there are none on I-75 at this time or 319 or some of the other sub-roads. They just have them on the main road. And we know as we're all cautiously watching South Florida cases grow exponentially, Governor DeSantis has now issued a safer at home notice similar to what we have here, until mid-April for the 4 South Florida counties that comprise 60% of our state's coronavirus cases. So that's Monroe in the Keys, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. So those 4 counties, again, and so it's been, everything is still in constant motion. And there's a bit of good news, but albeit, you know, I mean, more to say, the governor and the first lady did welcome their 3rd child into the world yesterday. So bless their hearts, I think, of, you know, to be having a baby and all this. And this is their 3rd child. So again, that was just a little point of interest. Plus, it's hard. He's got enough on his plate. And now there's a little girl. And so the same with all the stressed out family, the governor and first lady are working with. But again, blessings to them for that. And I understand that all is well with mom and child. Here with locally in Tallahassee and Leon County, there are 23 reported cases, although the Department of Health website only reports 20, and I think Department of Health, they separated out people that came from Georgia that came to TMH here, that they were really Georgia residents that just came to the hospital here. So I believe that accounts for the difference there. The Florida Department of Health does not count Georgia residents even though they came here, but there are 23 cases in Leon County. Across the state, there are 5,704, and of course, that number rises every day. There are 1 to 3 in Wakulla, and we know that there will be more now everywhere, and certainly here, now that testing has opened up. So again, we know that the numbers are going to continue to increase, and recognize it's also a function of increased testing. As we've heard on past calls, there are massive industry layoffs are widespread here locally. As I shared last week, it is projected that unemployment could skyrocket to 30,000 in just our Tri-County area, which is Gadsden, Wakulla, and Leon. So again, and last week in a joint city-county proclamation, as everyone is aware, there's now a safer at home order here as well, effectively encouraging everybody to stay home unless it's necessary to go out for work or food or et cetera. And there is a curfew in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., and I know they are stopping people on the road, and it's all designed to also limit public gatherings. I'd highlighted this on the call, our local blueprint intergovernmental agency. These are the folks that administer the sales tax funds. Were one of the more progressive agencies that had a lot of foresight included in there when they included allocating some of the sales tax funding for local economic development programs. And last week, they did approve a local economic stimulus program for area businesses by providing grants from $1,500 to $5,000. And they've already awarded, I believe, more than 25 grants so far. It is designed to be rapid response with, you know, just minimal requirements. Again, just trying to keep, you know, some money flowing to kind of, I've heard it called the bridge to the bridge, that until the federal money can come, there's some local funding support for businesses. And the link is on our industry resources page. And again, they are moving fast. Just since it was approved last week, there's already more than 25 grants that are on the street, and I think that's pretty impressive. Kind of recapping again as to what we are doing. As you know, I had shared, we've got all of our media is paused, and we've been focusing on content generation. And again, and pushing out not just your pictures, but again, highlighting a lot of our nature-based social distancing products socially, and pushing them out in content development on our website. You know, all staff is working from home, as all county offices are scheduled closed through April 19th, and that may be extended, again, depending on the state of things, but that's where the current order is in for county offices. I did. Latest updates and resources from national, state, and local emergency response organizations, as well as like the Blueprint Grant. So we have a special industry page, and we also have our consumer page, which again, I would suggest you check out both of them online to make sure, again, if you have content that should be on there, and we've got some virtual tours, and I'll touch on that in a minute. But again, if you see an opportunity in some of the things that we're doing to also be included, that we may not know something that y'all are doing that would fit in there, please let us know. And again, that gets to the point. Please keep us posted on your activities, because again, that way we can include you in all of our messaging. We do continue to frame our response three ways, in the educate, mitigate, and stimulate. Educate, we are still, again, updating and sharing the most updated information as it becomes available, both for our industry and for consumers. And continually engaged in industry conversations at the state level, and coordinating with other destination marketing organizations and sports groups, and across the state, again, kind of sharing updates, best practices, and resources there. Mitigate, operationally, we are laser focused on cost containment and program reductions across the board, while also preparing to get back in the marketplace when the time is right. But know from our marketing standpoint, again, from to mitigate, make sure our messaging is still out there. We are continue to promote the programs that keep and promote Tallahassee businesses open, specifically the restaurants, the open for takeout, We do a lot of messaging, again, to encourage that everyone continue to support the restaurant, be it in delivery, curbside, or any type of takeout. We've also launched on the new consumer page, again, that gets expanded almost daily, a compilation of virtual events. So again, it's for all of our, anything that we talked about a little bit in the past, like the Tallahassee Symphony with, you know, allowing, you know, or showing performances or past performances, kind of a greatest hit. So we've listed all kinds of things, again, some information that we've heard on this call, and then some, to help us with our social media and inclusion on the website. So again, please keep us informed and upload your events, because there is now a virtual category for you to upload any virtual events that you are doing. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, it's on the special consumer page. You'll see at the orange bar on the homepage of visittallahassee.com that you'll see all these resources. The calling it social distancing webpage, which is very relevant for the times that we're in. Again, all kinds of ways to experience the destination. Again, with virtual events and outdoor opportunities, things like that. We have added a new, again, this was just developed, a mural tour, and kind of a driving tour to load up the family and the kids and take them around for the mural tours around town. So that is a constantly evolving product. I know they're adding more to it even as we speak, but what's up there is real solid. It looks great. But again, we'll continue expanding and developing that. Last week's call, there was discussion about potentially creating an industry Facebook page, again, so we could, you know, have some two-way communication, again, with the industry, as we are, you know, working through to mitigate the COVID-19, the impacts on our industry. So we are moving forward with creating that industry Facebook page. I would anticipate within the next week or so. We've had a go through some hurdles to add that, but we are absolutely, you know, moving forward, and that should be created in the very near future. So again, thank you for that great suggestion. Another reason the value of these calls, and also the sports and meetings, the whole sales team has continued to encourage events to reschedule in the fall as opposed to canceling the event. This is creating some pressure of the events that are already scheduled for late summer and fall. So the teams are really coordinating between the events and the venues and again, to try to be able to accommodate just rescheduling if at all possible instead of just, you know, canceling for the year and starting again next year. So again, the teams are working real closely with the industry and the venues on that. Stimulate, again, kind of the third prong is that the staff is both the marketing staff and the sales staff are deep in the throes of drafting their recovery marketing plan and recovery sales plan. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll be hosting webinars and going over, hosting one for the recovery marketing plan, hosting another for the sales plan, and probably offering each a couple times a week to allow folks with their schedule to be able to participate. So again, wanting to gather as much industry feedback before we present these plans to the Tourist Development Council. So again, look forward to that in the very near future. So as always, and as I've said, we're so grateful for you all and for your time with us this morning. We are all in this together and really do appreciate all that you are doing. And again, we're here for you. There's things we can do to help you. Please do not hesitate to let us know, because again, working together, we as the industry and the community, you know, we've got to work together and be creative to get on the other side of this over the next couple of months. So I'm going to briefly just kind of recap. We've heard from the past calls again, and I've just talked a little bit now about, you know, clearly the impact to hotels and, you know, losing 100% of their group business, particularly over the next 60 days, up to 90 days. All properties have had staff reductions. hotels alone, I can do seem to be faring a little bit better because they're getting more walk-ins from the interstate as opposed to not seeing the properties in town or not seeing that bit of traffic. Restaurants, again, we are doing what we can to support them and the, you know, 16,000 people that are employed in tourism and hospitality. So, again, really encourage you all to take advantage of the open for takeout tool or just making sure you're patronizing any of your favorite restaurants, again, to help them get through this difficult time. Attractions now have closed. We had up until last week, there were a couple of attractions that were staying, but again, in light of some of the bigger pushes for social and physical distancing, the attractions have closed. We have a list of them on our website and also their tentative dates as to when they are, may anticipate reopening. So again, all that information is on our website. So now I wanted to turn it over to you all and hear from you. And in the past, I've kind of said like hotels, restaurants, attractions, tours, and I'm just going to open it up now for anybody that wishes to speak, has any questions for us, other industry members. So I'll ask if there's anybody, you know, that would like to say a few words. And again, I would ask you to please, you know, frame your remarks again. What's the current impact to your business and or how have you adapted your business? Updates on your staff. And then any needs or how we can support you. So, again, there's lots of people on the call, so please consider to put *6 to unmute your line. Again, *6 to unmute if you want to speak. And so then I will ask if anyone would like to open it up and say a few remarks. And then if not, I'll just go ahead and go down kind of the different categories. But I figure I'll open it up first and see if anybody would like to share to kick it off. Who's the brave soul to kick it off? Would anyone like to
speak? Greg here from Lofty Pursuits.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How you doing? I hope the background noise isn't too bad.
Nope, can't.
I'll try to take you off speaker gun. The birds are kind of happy this morning. We've started delivering basics, what I'm calling necessities, because I figured people don't want to get out of the house just when they're missing one critical thing, and I'm open to more brainstorming for this. But we're currently delivering milk, eggs, butter, bread, and some non-edibles, like ranging from toothpaste to diapers to tampons. We've got 15 items on the thing, so if you order with us, you can get them delivered. I figured keeping trips when you're just out of one thing and one critical thing would be better for the community, so we're doing that.
That's great.
We also
appreciate that. And how's business? How has it been?
We're struggling like everyone else. I haven't let anyone go yet. The only people that, well, that's not true. We have a special needs gentleman who does, bussing of tables, and retraining him when we're changing on a daily basis does not seem to be a practical option, unfortunately. So he's not with us anymore. He's back staying at home with his parents. We're hoping for that to change, but, it's doing okay. People around the country are still getting our candy, not in the quantities they were, but in enough to keep us, you know, the lights on and stuff. Be kind of interesting what my landlord's going to do if we hit a point where the finances don't allow for all expenditures. But we've got a project we're going to be starting in a week or two. I have acquired 2,000 yo-yos. I figure people are at home and bored and want something to look forward to. And I thought I'd put this out to everyone because this could be a group project. We're going to give them away. And the goal is not only to give people to do things at their home. I thought we could break the world record for the number of people who yo-yo at the same time as some sort of event to look forward to. I know it's silly. At the end of all of this, when we can finally get back together again. The number's 2036, and I have enough yo-yos to donate for all of this.
Well, if you put more of the particulars of your plan in place, just keep us posted, and we'll certainly do our part to help promote it. And again, once you kind of lay out how you envision that your project would work, please keep us posted. And so thank you very much for that update, Greg, and appreciate you being the trailblazer. Is there anyone else on the call that would wish to share some updates this morning? Again, press star 6 to unmute your line. Is there anyone else on the call that would wish to share updates at this time? Any hotels, restaurants, attractions, tour operators?
Good morning, Carrie. It's Michael Kelly from the Holiday Inn on the Parkway. Thank you.
Good morning.
We're about the same as we were last week when we were on the phone call. We're still running, you know, in the teen occupancy, skeleton crew, and I hear common stories from the hoteliers up and down the Parkway. Nothing really has changed. Still no events, of course, and meetings. So relatively just trying to stay afloat and stay open.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Michael, I'm curious, and I give you props for this too. I thought this was really innovative. Have you seen any traction from college kids coming to stay at your place?
We have had a few, not as many as we anticipated, but some of their requirements a little bit more than the hotel can handle with regards to pets and things like that. But we have seen a couple trickle in that are displaced from the college housing or college-owned housing. I think with FAMU having to be out, I believe they said that everybody has to be out of campus housing by April 6th was the deadline, and then FSU was supposed to give some kind of an order by the end of this week as well. So there may be some students in and out of town to get their things before they move home permanently until they decide what they're going to do about classes at both universities.
Yes, because again, with those summer classes, it's going to be real interesting. Thank you. Appreciate the update, Michael. Is there anyone else who would like to share some updates this morning?
Hey everyone, it's Joel Silver with Live in Tallahassee.
Hello, Joel. Thanks for joining the call.
Happy to be here. I just want you all to know that we're doing our part. We've been for the last couple of weeks featuring restaurants definitely on the show and on social media with specific individual videos of what restaurants are doing to how you can get food from restaurants and what the options are. So we are out there trying to do as many as we can and keep people updated with who is serving still.
Great. Well, we appreciate that. Because I'm saying, again, it take all of us working together to try to, you know, keep those businesses, keep the money coming in those businesses for as long as possible. So appreciate what you're doing, Joel. And thanks for being on the call this morning.
Definitely. Happy to be here. Let me know if anybody needs us to swing by and give you some social media attention.
Okay, there you go. You heard it, Joel. How would they get hold of you? Just go to like the Live in Tallahassee website. What's the best way for anybody to reach out to you for that? What's the best way?
Yep, or our Facebook page. You can message us there.
Okay.
I can give you my cell phone. But the Facebook page is probably the best to message it.
Okay, sounds perfect. Anybody on the call? Again, that's a nice offer. Thank you so much, Joel, for doing that. Lord knows we need some uplifting entertainment, particularly.
We're going to continue to try to do a 30-minute show of what fun things are happening in Tallahassee and what good things. So we're going to try to do it every week. So we got to fill up 30 minutes of good news.
Good. Well, make sure too you're checking out our visittallahassee.com, the consumer page that has like social distancer itineraries and lots of other activities that, again, that people can explore the destination while still keeping a safe social and physical distance out on trails, and there's a mural driving tour and things like that. So there's definitely some new content that we're adding to almost daily there. So we're definitely encourage you, Joel, to make sure you're looking at those channels too.
Perfect.
Thank you. Great. Thanks again for being on the call. Anyone else have any updates to share this morning? Okay, well, hearing none, I would ask, again, is there any thoughts on how, like, we'll continue to do these calls for as long as there is interest to do so? Again, of course, and we're always available, you know, through our email and calls. Our office lines are forwarded to our cell phones. So if there's anything, too, if you, anyone wishes to speak to any of the staff individually, they are 100% available. So I would encourage you to do that. And I would ask, is there anything more we could provide on these calls that could be valuable to you? Is there anything that we could be sharing updates on that you would like to see us do in the future? Again, these calls are really for all of us, and again, want to make this the most, you know, valuable for your time as well. So is there anything, I'll just kind of open it up and say, is there anyone have any suggestions of regular updates that you would like to see us include on these calls? Don't be shy.
Greg here. I think we need just sort of common messages for morale that changes periodically so that we don't just sort of tire people out. We should be passing things along as a single voice.
Well, I'm hoping through the Facebook page, the Facebook group may be able to help with that. Again, give us all a platform and a forum there for sharing ideas. So I think once we get that up and running, which again shouldn't take very much longer to do, to get that up. I know it is in process even as we speak. So I think that will certainly help with that. So, okay, if there's, again, we're open to any, you know, suggestions and thoughts that you may have. And again, I want to thank you all for being on the call this morning. As you know, we are all in this together, and we will get through this together. We will. Please continue to share updates with us and keep us, again, informed of the things that you all are doing. And, again, I will say, as I truly believe in the resilience of this industry, and truly, I mean, we will, you know, get through this and be stronger on the other side. And but we've got to be, you know, very positive now and focus on coming back stronger, because I know we will rebound and the future will be brighter and we will restore those record visitation levels. But it's just going to take us some time, and I know we can do it, and we will do it. So, again, want to thank you all for being on the call, and we're here for you. So, again, please feel free to call or email, and we will be scheduling another industry call for late next week. Again, feel free to contact us anytime before that, but if not, you will receive a notice about the call, and then maybe even the Facebook group, but we'll share that with you and then look forward to being with everybody next week. So again, thank you so much for being on the call this morning, and have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay well, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.